Global abortions surpass 1.1 million in first 10 days of New Year. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 10, 2021. More than 1.1 million abortions have already taken place worldwide in the first 10 days of 2021, according to statistics provided by the World Health Organization, WHO. Using WHO data, a website called Worldometer keeps a running tally of data related to everything from demographics to economics, and also provides a continuously updated total for abortions performed in the calendar year. As of this writing, the number of abortions for 2021 stood at 1,113,770. According to WHO, there are an estimated annual 40 to 50 million abortions in the world, which corresponds to approximately 125,000 abortions performed each day. Currently, abortion is the leading cause of death in the world, with some 42.7 million abortions performed in 2020, followed by heart disease, cancer, and lower respiratory disease. Abortions in the United States disproportionately target the Black population, with Black children aborted at more than 3 times the rate of white children. This means that by functional standards, abortion is a deeply racist institution, regardless of the intent of the abortion industry. According to the most recent abortion data, 2018, provided by the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, Black women have the highest abortion rate in the United States and white women have the lowest. Among white women in the U.S., there are 110 abortions for every 1,000 live births, whereas among Blacks, there are 335 abortions for every 1,000 births. Blacks are therefore aborted at over 3 times the rate of whites, and more than half of all Black deaths in the U.S. are the result of abortion. More than a third, 33.6%, of all deaths by abortion in the United States in 2018 happened to Black babies, despite the fact that Blacks represent just 12.3% of the population. Conversely, non-Hispanic whites, who make up 60.6% of America's population, account for only 38.7% of all U.S. abortions. Even in its origins, the abortion movement, spearheaded by the Planned Parenthood Federation, Marie Stopes International, and In Gender Health, has been no friend to Blacks, despite their official propaganda to the contrary. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the U.S., was a notorious racist and eugenicist, and worked tirelessly to reduce the Black population. As part of the eugenics movement in the 1930s, Sanger thought that abortion could effectively cull inferior races from the human gene pool. Sanger selected inner cities with a high concentration of minorities as the sites for her first abortion clinics. And still today, 79% of Planned Parenthood's abortion facilities are located in Black or minority neighborhoods. Planned Parenthood's research and propaganda arm, the Guttmacher Institute, was named after former Planned Parenthood president Alan Guttmacher, who was also vice president of the American Eugenics Society. Guttmacher was an advocate of coercive population control and believed that to achieve a significant reduction of the Black population while avoiding accusations of racism, the involvement of the United Nations was indispensable. "My own feeling," he said in an interview in 1970, "is that we've got to pull out all the stops and involve the United Nations. If you're going to curb population, it's extremely important not to have it done by the damned Yankees, but by the UN. Because the thing is, then it's not considered genocide. If the United States goes to the Black man or the yellow man and says, 'Slow down your reproduction rate,' we're immediately suspected of having ulterior motives to keep the white man dominant in the world. If you can send in a colorful UN force, you've got much better leverage," Guttmacher said. Planned Parenthood has continued to employ Guttmacher's strategy, using the United Nations to pressure nations to legalize abortion and selecting Black women as its spokespersons to conceal its latent racism. As a 2015 Wall Street Journal article concluded, "IF liberal activists and their media allies are going to lecture America about the value of Black lives. The staggering disparity in abortion rates ought to be part of the discussion."